Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
See that? Remember the Super Bowl commercial with Krasinski? Let's see, Chris Pratt, and there was an actress that was from Boston too. Remember, it was for, I think it was Hyundai. I think they're going to play it again this year. From all of the Super Bowl, there are more TV programs about the Super Bowl commercials and more focus on these commercials than there are the Super Bowl itself. So we'll see everybody getting geared up. Jennifer Horn is here. She'll be watching. Victoria Keelan, yeah, we were having a big party at her house, a tailgate party. And Jay Kirshner, she and Mac and Ryan are celebrating on the rooftop estate that they have down in Nashville. Throw beer cans at the people that are down on the street.
PBRs are bust.
Yeah, really. Okay. So that's something that the big ones and the little ones are celebrating this weekend. Let's celebrate today, International Day of Women and Girls in Science. And when I think of that, I think of Jessica Chastain running the ship to go pick up Matt Damon in The Martian. That's probably not the, that's not the intention of this, but that's what I was thinking of as I saw this. Women and Girls in Science. There are more in my reading of this, ladies. You tell me if you think I'm right or not. I know you'll check me out because that's what you do. I believe there are more women now in school looking to get degrees, especially doctorates, in scientific-related areas, right? Is it like even medicine? But the things, the research, science, all of those things, science, technology, engineering, those are the STEM careers. Do you think that's true that more women are involved in those pursuits than men at the moment? It's a fast-growing segment.
No. It's growing. Yeah, we need a lot more women, but it's getting better. But
why do we need a lot more women?
Well, we need women everywhere.
Why?
Don't we?
We're
really?
Smarter.
You're asking that? Really?
Yeah.
Why? Okay, well, why don't you think we need women?
My mother said don't answer a question with a question. I'm playing the devil's advocate here, which is my job.
I don't know. No, that's...
It's not my job.
In some aspects, well, sure, if you're defending aliens or farmers, yeah. But I don't really know if there's a reason to try to make a case why women need to be in STEM. Yeah.
Well, what's the?
I can answer that. It's not mission critical that women need to be in STEM, but if we want them to be at the same levels that men are, then more women are needed for equity, which is one of those buzzwords, right?
Yes, that's good. Very good. That's supporting. That's a supportable point of view. What about STEAM versus STEM? Because STEM is for the things that have, we're talking about science, but STEAM has arts included in it, right? So are there more women going into the artistic fields as well? I asked the question because, I don't know, I had a feeling about science, but I don't have a feeling about arts, the arts. And what would be considered the arts are people who are actors and... Yeah, I guess those
people. Oh, for sure. Theater, film school, artists who paint or draw, musicians. And the arts definitely have had their own fight because whenever schools are losing funding, the arts are the classes.
Goes first.
And the programs
that
go first.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, congratulations to all the people who have achieved success and are achieving success and are looking to have success in the world of science, men and women. There are lots and lots of jobs, no matter where you look. It looks like the unemployment rate is going to be down to 3% by the end of the year. And one wonders whether that's good. You listen, again, the devil's advocate. I kind of look at these things and I think, okay, how can I challenge people's thinking about this? Some people think that having low unemployment is good. For example, I'm one of those people. And then there are people who think, no, that's bad because it'll heat up the economy and there's so much demand for product, it'll push the prices up and we'll have inflation, and sooner or later that'll lead to a fall off in jobs. So which position, or is there someplace in the middle, the naysayers will say, nope, it's not good. Some of the theoretical politicians and economists say, oh, that's bad. Look at this. This is terrible. Well, those people look at the dark side of the moon and think it's bright. So whether that's, I think, good full employment is very desirable, frankly, rather than people paying to take care of.
I think so, too. I think we want people working, right?
Sure.
And I think that we've seen a lot of people, I think we've seen the job market heat up. The job market right now is just so weird because you have a lot of people who are choosing to quit. They're not losing their jobs because of cutbacks. They're choosing to quit and move around. And so I think there's that element. You have a lot of people who are rejoining the job market after being out of it for a couple of years because restrictions and things are being lifted. So I think it's interesting to watch the job market is doing. I do think inflation's a real problem. It's at a 40-year high, 7.5%. That's not a good number. People are concerned about how much they're paying at the gas tank. They're concerned about what they're paying in the grocery store.
They should
used be. Cars are up 40% year over year. I mean, those numbers are pretty incredible because they act as a tax. And so this is why I think you're going to see, and already you're seeing.
That's an interesting way. Jennifer, hold on a second. I had not thought about it that way. But it is. It is a form of a tax.
Well, yeah, it's more money. On the most vulnerable, right? It becomes a tax on the people. Rich people can afford to pay more, but it becomes a really devastating tax for the poor and for the middle class who are living paycheck to paycheck, and particularly the elderly. So that's why you're seeing this shift already this week where the Biden administration is saying, well, we're going to just try to do what we can do. I think Biden said it yesterday, actually, where I'm going to do the devil's work to try to get the gas prices down because not to make everything political. I know, you know, we talked about this a few days ago. This is an election year, and people vote on their pocketbook. And so whether or not this is within the administration's control or not, I think there's an argument to be made, and I think the truth is that it is a little bit in the administration's control, and it's a little bit not. Mm. It's not one or the other, but I think that they're going to try to work to do what they can because for the most vulnerable of us to feel like we're being taxed on everyday items, that's not where you want to be when people are going to vote.
One wonders also whether the immigration situation is going to affect the employment numbers as well. I don't know, and I'm asking this question because I don't know if, in fact, the numbers that we see reflect the illegals that are here. Are they part of the employment system, the legals who come in? And those would be part of the numbers, but I don't honestly know. I've never really thought about it until now, whether or not this open border policy is a real problem, I think, but maybe it isn't because there are so many jobs that have gone needing. That's another thing. Is that a good policy or a bad policy? Low inflation. Low inflation, high inflation is brought about oftentimes by, as we're suggesting here to you, by the employment realities. So what do we have? We haven't had too many. We haven't talked too much. Eyes have not been on the borders since we've been distracted by a few other things. And so, what is going on the borders? We really have been distracted, haven't we?
My other thing. Juicies of a question today. Do we need women? What do you think about
that? Well, right?
I'm curious. I am curious yellow.
I think our policy on the border is atrocious. I'm sure there's other people that disagree. I'm sure there are a lot of people who think what's happening is wonderful for all sorts of
reasons. Well, is there a happy medium? I guess that's the question.
The happy medium would to have a program of immigration that works legally so people can access it. And it be robust enough to deal with a claim so that people can actually come to the country legally. That's the happy medium. Unfortunately, for political reasons, that doesn't always happen. And so what you have is that 2 million people came into this country last year. And that those are just the ones we know of. There's still the gotaways. There's still the people.
How many of them are homeless? How many of them have gone to San Francisco to live and are living on the street? That'd be a
I don't know if how many of them are homeless. It's really hard to broadly say who they are. I mean, what you have now is that you have a lot of single people that are coming here, a lot of single men particularly, especially towards the end of last year. And that's kind of disturbing because Title 42, which is a law, it's a law that the Biden administration is supposed to be enforcing, says that men, single men, and it singles them out just explicitly are supposed to be set back. They're supposed to be deported. And instead, what was revealed at the end of last year is that they're actually being relocated into other parts of the country, usually at night under the, you know, under darkness. They take them by plane, private plane, and then they dump them off into different places. Upstate New York has taken a ton. Florida, Georgia, Michigan. These are all like hotbeds for where these planes have landed and dropped off all these men. So I don't know. I mean, you have a mixed bag. You have the drug cartels picking up. You have people who legitimately have needs that want to come into this country. You have people who think that it's nice to come into this country. I mean, there's just all sorts of people. It's hard to broadly say who it is that's coming in here.
All right. Watch how I do this. You ready? Are many of them going to the Florida-Georgia line, do you think, ladies?
The concert? Probably.
Maybe visit the new Country Music Hall of Fame? On the they actually isn't on the Florida-Georgia line. Where is
no, that's in Nashville.
In Nashville, where the cats. All right, so what's the story? You're the expert on Nashville. What's the, this museum is, I didn't think Florida-Georgia line was that big. What's the...
It's the Country Music Hall of Fame. It's an exhibit.
Oh, it is.
Huh. Have you ever been to the country, not the country, the Rock and Roll Hall
yes.
of Fame and Museum?
Yes,
it's like that, but for country music.
Ah, okay. So there's a new exhibit. Am I to glean from this that the... There's a new exhibit that is focused on Florida-Georgia Line at the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville. How's that for me putting it all together?
That is accurate 100%.
You like that, right?
Yep, Florida-Georgia Line, mix it up.
All right, what's that playing in the background here? Crank that up a little bit, Luke, will you? See, I don't think this sounds like country music at all.
That's what a lot of people say.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a big argument in country music right now amongst fans of, they call it pop country, and they're saying that a lot of today's country music isn't really country.
Taylor Swift would be an example of that, perhaps?
Well, she went to pop.
Publicly she made the transition to pop.
How about Darius Rucker?
No, he's still...
He's pretty country. Lady A is a group that people have been talking about a while because they have songs on the country charts as well as AC charts.
Right.
Florida-Georgia Line as well.
Yeah, there's a blending here, and it confuses people, I think.
Who cares what genre music is? If you like it, listen to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, but it makes it difficult for the radio stations. I'm thinking, I'm a radio guy. I want to make it easy for the radio stations to be able to come up with, oh, wait a minute.
They'll figure
it out.
There's
a new law that's being passed that'll take music off the radio. Ha ha! That'll be good, right? Pay all these people and the radio stop playing their music. There's a brilliant move on the part of some of these characters. 18 past the hour. Bonus points month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop in today for store-wide savings. Existing members who switch to email or text get a $10 bonus reward at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Earn up to 4 times O rewards points on select items throughout the store and online. Get a $5 reward every time you reach 150 points. Shop, earn points, get rewarded. Not an O rewards member yet? Sign up today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Some of the strongest, most beautiful bodies on the face of the planet. Babies that were just so healthy that they hardly ever got disease. But when a white man moved into that area and brought in white flour and brought in alcohol and brought in the other things, now they're one of the most sickest of the indigenous peoples in America. And the same thing we did with the Inuit Eskimo up in Alaska.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 23 after the hour on the Friday, February 11th DJV program with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner, who is here to opine on the fate, the future of Snoop Dogg with two G's right after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so Jay, I was just schooled in the fact that everybody knows that Snoop Dogg's name is spelled with two G's. That was not why I emphasized it. It was just getting into a high pitch, because pretty much when you talk about Snoop Dogg, you got to be high, right?
High, yeah.
Get it? Notice how clever I've been there.
Bada bunch.
Bada bada boom. Okay, so he's acquired. This is something I've always aspired to, and I'm pretty upset that he's bought Death Row Records, because I wanted to buy Death Row Records. And
there's a lot going on for Snoop Dogg He has the halftime show with the big game coming up on Sunday. He has acquired Death Row Records, which is the label that launched his career. It was founded in 1992 by Dr. Dre and Suge Knight and a couple others. And then there is a wave of lawsuits, criminal activity. Suge Knight still remains behind bars. And
didn't he run over somebody? Didn't Suge Knight back up?
That was just one of them, but yes, that's on the list.
Yeah.
But let's just say when Jay Sizzler's violence and like multiple murders that went along with Death Row Records and this war between the East and the West Coast.
It's a lot. It's a lot. And then in 2006, acquired an auction, changed hands multiple times over the years. Finally, Snoop Dogg has taken it back. And then other Snoop Dogg news, a woman going by the name of Jane Doe has claimed sexual assault. Apparently that she details this whole thing. It is graphic. We will not repeat everything. But she says that she went to a concert, was taken back to somebody else's house, then met up with Snoop and all of this stuff. She was told that she was going to meet with Snoop. He might make her a quote-unquote weather girl. And then he told her, allegedly, that he wasn't going to hire her because she wasn't...
her a weather girl?
I know.
Right, exactly.
That's like so...
Yeah.
And
then...
I mean, are they going to let him perform at Super Bowl?
Here's the kicker. Here's the kicker. Yeah. So, apparently, this whole thing, according to a source, was allegedly trying to be handled outside of court. And Jane Doe allegedly demanded just shy of $10 million, to which Snoop Dogg rejected. Now, that's why the lawsuit has been filed. And Snoop denies everything. He even put out on social media saying it's gold digger season. Be careful. Yeah. Keep your circle small.
Right. And this is just for the Super Bowl. So that Jennifer's got a good question. With all these accusations that haven't been proven, does he get yanked from the Super Bowl?
We'll try to cancel him before the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they can bring maybe Chris Noth can go and perform instead of him. No, there's nobody's come forward on that accusation either. So anyway. That's the story on Snoop Dogg with two G's, ladies and gentlemen. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Bentley Motors has announced an acceleration of its forward-thinking Beyond 100 strategy, the boldest plan of its kind in the sector. Key to the ambitious program will be the 5-in-5 plan, which commits Bentley to launching a new electric model each year from 2025, refining Bentley's credentials as the benchmark manufacturer in sustainable luxury mobility. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says he's narrowing his list of Supreme Court nominees. He said on NBC, he's not trying to pick someone who's polarizing.
I think whomever I pick will get a vote from the Republicans for the following reason. I'm not looking to make an ideological choice here. I'm looking for someone to replace Judge Breyer with the same kind of capacity Judge Breyer had, with an open mind, who understands the Constitution, interprets it in a way that is consistent with the mainstream interpretation of the Constitution.
He says he's narrowed it to four people. His final choice will be an African-American woman, which will be announced later this month. The Senate has passed a bill barring forced arbitration in workplace sexual harassment cases. The measure passed on a bipartisan voice vote. This is USA Radio News.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
The House Oversight Committee is looking into reported violations of the Presidential Records Act by former President Trump after boxes of records were found in his Florida home of Mar-a-Lago. Committee Chair Democrat Carolyn Maloney said she was deeply concerned that records were not provided to the National Archives as directed by law. The archives are now asking the Justice Department to investigate the handling of those records. Former President Trump says the boxes contain letters, newspapers, magazines, and other memorabilia that he had hoped to display someday in his presidential library. He said he transferred those records to the archives willingly. The House Select Committee investigating the attack on the Capitol on January 6 said there are gaps in the phone logs provided by the White House on the day of the riot. Unnamed sources told the New York Times and ABC News that phone records show no entries of calls to or from former President Trump via the White House switchboard, despite numerous reports that he spoke to lawmakers in the House after the beginning of the attack. The records don't indicate there's been any tampering with the call logs, and it's widely known that Trump often used his personal cell phone and those of his aides to make and receive calls. Representatives for the committee declined to comment on the record about the gap in the phone calls. A spokesman for Trump also declined. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Caresco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Four minutes past the hour. DJ
Why
V
are you
show.
Doing time?
Well,
who
because you were across the room. I could hear you.
Well, I was preparing.
Where were you coming from?
Yeah, right.
Were you in the laboratory?
too many questions. Too much information. Okay. Here we are, focused on people, places, things, the events of the day. Stuff, the stuff that matters on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Congress has approved a sexual harassment bill. The Me Too generation, is that what we are celebrating here? Final approval to legislation which guarantees that people who experience sexual harassment can seek recourse in the courts. Why in the world
so
wasn't that
vital.
Already? Huh?
Exactly.
Where is
this
been?
This is literally, I mean, I don't know if you remember this, but this is literally what took down, I call him Mayor Bloomberg, because he's always going to be New York mayor. But yeah. Michael Bloomberg, when he ran for president, this is literally what took him completely out of the race. Because Elizabeth Warren, and she was not wrong. I mean, Elizabeth Warren went after him and said, well, wait a minute. You've got, your company has a history of silencing women and making them sign NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, for any sexual harassment complaint. Now, Bloomberg is just one of millions of companies that had this policy. If you want to bring up a sexual harassment charge against someone in your company, whether it's your boss or a coworker, you need to sign an NDA. This never goes to court, and you're not allowed to talk about it ever again. It silences victims. It's ridiculous. And the fact that this is just now, in 2022, mm-hmm. legislation that was passed... I mean, I applaud it. I applaud it. It's so overdue. But, yeah, this is a really, really big deal, and I'm happy
one
that...
One of the ones that made this go
I
was
think
Gretchen
this had bipartisan
Carlson.
Support, which is rare as well.
Gretchen Carlson, how'd she play into this, Jennifer?
Gretchen Carlson was the one who came out with the claims about her time at Fox with Roger Ailes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
so
yeah.
she was one that actually was pushing forward with this. Mm-hmm. I guess it was actually started with Lindsey Graham, who went to her and said that they should work on this legislation. So she sat down, told Lindsey Graham her story, and imagine that. I mean, I know Lindsey Graham gets a lot of, you know, crap from
well, Kirsten Gillibrand
the other side of the
spearheaded the bill
well, he
and the effort,
her in.
But yeah, and so it's,
he brought her
it is
it
interesting
early
that,
on.
Yeah,
yeah,
it is interesting.
And also Sherry Bustos, who we don't hear a
this
lot
is the
about.
The second time in 1 month that I've agreed with Lindsey Graham, the world is ending. I have
like
how
I
feel to make sure like there's the world.
When
is
I watch
turning.
Bill Maher, and I'm like, why does he sound so sane right now? What happened? Why do I like Bill Maher?
Ding, 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 ding. So speaking of sane. And sanity, what are we doing about aggressively lowering gasoline prices, which is driving people nuts? We were talking about inflation in the last half hour, and I'm sure you'll catch a piece of
well,
that.
Jen, I didn't hear this, but Jen said President Biden said something about it yesterday, right? He
So here's the problem, and I know we want to do something about the climate, but I really think that this week the climate people who are like a religion, basically, that have taken over parts of the very far left of the Democrat Party are causing some big problems for Joe Biden right now and for the entire party. They have him over a barrel. It's my belief that the reason we are with Russia and Ukraine right now and that the reason that it's going to look terrible, because it's just my opinion. I believe Vladimir Putin's not going to back off. I think there's going to be an invasion of Ukraine to some extent, at least an annexation of it, at least probably in the next week or so, I would think. But look, I hope I'm wrong. I don't have a crystal ball. It's just my gut feeling. And I believe that really it all ties back to the fact that Biden chose to end the pipelines in this country and empower Russia to have a pipeline that now Germany and France are on the ropes with Russia. They don't even want to do anything about it. They have no choice but to get their energy from Russia right now. So that's one issue. And then I think when you have the gas prices, what would immediately turn things around is if we started running the pipelines back in our country again. The pipelines are, by and large, very safe. Mm-hmm. And this would make a huge difference. Already, Biden tried to... I mean, the one thing that the president can do is he can loosen up the emergency reserve. He did that months ago, and that has had zero impact on the gas prices. So now you have to give the markets and things what they need to try to lower the price of crude oil. And the way that you do that is by looking like you have a future in drilling with these pipelines. And it's just, I know what he's getting at because he's trying to appease the far left. But at this point, if the party wants to be successful in 2022 and 2024, they're going to have to stop this because it becomes a huge tax on people who can't afford it.
The inflation rate, which we were talking about also a little bit earlier, the official number is 7.5%. And most of it since the beginning of the year, and much of it, not all of it, has to do with the price of gasoline, but it has to do with the consumer goods, the whole, all the goods and services that we all use. Up a point here, half a point there, month by month. Normally, it has been over COVID the last couple, 3 years, it was 4 or 5%. Right now, though, it's almost double that. And I don't, you know, a lot of politicians want to blame Biden for it. I'm not sure that that's, well, that, that
okay,
really
so you want
is
my honest,
productive
you want my honest
or
perspective?
Reality. Yes.
Because I know it's very, and I know we had a little tiff about this week, and you're like, you're just a Trump person. I will tell you this.
I didn't say it like that.
We kind of did. But it's in the control of, like, half of this is in the president's control, half of it is not. And when I say the president, I believe the people around him, probably, not necessarily just in Biden's hands. But you can do things as a president to have a pro-growth market. And then there are some things out of Biden's control that he's just having to suck it up right now. And this is true with every president, right? There's 50% of what you can do
yeah,
and 50% of your circumstances,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
And so what Biden is facing is, again, all of this climate stuff, and he shut everything down, and that's really bad. It's also really bad that he spent a lot of money on infrastructure, and he wants to spend a lot more money on this Build Back Better plan. That's only going to make inflation worse. But what he did inherit, and this is what is not his fault, and quite frankly, it wasn't Trump's fault either. It was a circumstance, and that is that we were shut down for 2 years. I mean, we didn't have to be shut down, so that could have been
a decision. Chinese government's fault. That's
people
what,
were
that's
shut down for
lies.
2 years, and they weren't spending money. So they weren't going out to dinner. They weren't going to the movies. They weren't traveling. They weren't doing stuff. And so they had a lot of cash on hand. Yet the government, and this happened with both Trump and Biden, decided to give people more money because the job market was so weird. And so they handed more money to people, and that created a lot of money. So then all of a sudden when springtime happens, right, and I don't mean the season, but proverbial, like the proverbial springtime, when people start to get to go back to work, things are starting to loosen, there's a lot of people with a lot of money, and they start flooding it into the market, which is causing inflation. What Biden could have done is could have put the pressure on the Fed about 6 months ago to raise the interest rate, which is what he should have done. But you know, I mean, so there's a lot of things
not a
at play
decision.
Here.
Well, but yeah, but the but also the president is not supposed to put pressure on the Fed.
I know. But
I know
they
Trump
do.
Did.
Historically,
it's not supposed
they
to happen,
do.
And yeah, but Trump got a lot of flack for that because he was very vocal about it. And you know, Biden campaigned like saying, "All right, that's not what the president's
role
is."
What wasn't Trump vocal about? Can we have a discussion on that someday?
And quite frankly, you know, like historically, the president, I mean, I know Trump did get a lot of heat for it because he was very vocal and out there, and the press loved to go after him for stuff. Mm-hmm. But truly, presidents have put pressure on the Fed for a long time.
All right, can we go back to inflation? I want to go back to inflation for a minute because I would like to know at this point, can we check all of the portfolios of congressional members, senatorial members, to see what their stock recommendations are. Things are very good on the stock market, and so we probably could follow the advice of, or just follow the path of what Congress is doing when they buy things on the stock market, or is that really going to stop? Isn't there a bill that was put forth this week to keep them? How are you going to do that? Okay, going to tell my wife.
Ask for a bill. Yeah, this is the problem, is that there's like 27 Democrats and Republicans out of 435.
We don't want to,
everybody should put their money in a blind trust for investments.
What
but
are
everybody
the best
else
stocks?
Is like, is no, it, let's just keep riding the gravy train, come on.
There are some, I'm looking at a couple of stocks here. I just am looking at the S&P, I don't usually do this, but I'm looking at some of the stocks that have gone up four times their value just in the last 4 months, 4 or 5 months. The top stocks, some of them are in, you know, the predictable fields like energy, where there's a lot of money being spent. The automotive stocks are way up. Look at this. It's very interesting to see how people are investing in the Bitcoin thing, or what it's not. It's cryptocurrency, right? It's not just Bitcoin. 1,500% up and down like a yo-yo. So there's a lot of stuff. So what I wonder is whether people have just a little bit of money, you have a 401k, or you've got some kind of retirement, or maybe you just put for a rainy day, you've got a little stock portfolio. Do you do that, Jay? Jennifer, Victoria, do you put a little sock a little away here and there, and how do you decide where to put it?
The only thing we really have going on right now is Max College Fund that we're putting money away for.
Mm-hmm. And are the folks on both sides helping you? A lot of times parents help with that, like at Christmas. Here's a check for your son or daughter's future.
It's savings bond that will be $25 in 30 years.
I know.
I remember those, yeah.
There you go.
Like $200 worth of
Yeah. I got those. Mm-hmm. The community, the medical community is warning those of you who are not conscious of your sleeping position that if you don't sleep the right way, you could get Alzheimer's, dementia, or whatever. Eating better, taking care of your health also is very important, but the most important thing in this report this week is that your sleeping position may predicate whether you get it or you don't get it. Certain positions help lower the risk of dementia.
Well, there's one. If you sleep on your side, that's the healthiest position, and it's a very natural position. We're in the womb in that way. Animals in the wild sleep on their sides. The worst position is sleeping on your stomach, which is what my husband is doing right now. So we have to change that.
Wake him up. Give him a kick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I sleep on my side. Most of the time I go to sleep on my side.
It allows more oxygen to the brain. It's just really, really healthy. So, yeah.
All right, there is a word to the wise is sufficient, so they say. 46 after the hour on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm NFL wide receiver and five-time Pro Bowler DeAndre Hopkins. I'm teaming up with Visa to promote a game-changing offer for small businesses on Super Bowl weekend. Now, more than ever, we need to help small businesses revive and thrive and remind consumers that where you shop and how you pay matters. A global Visa survey found that 90% of small businesses with an online presence said they survived the pandemic by increasing their efforts to sell online. So here is a great opportunity if you're a small business owner or looking to start a small business. On Super Bowl weekend, Visa's Small Business Payment Management Platform, Authorize.net, has a special offer for new customers. They'll waive monthly account fees for life and waive transaction fees for your first 100,000 transactions. That's an offer value at $10,000. Sign up only takes a few minutes. For more information, visit Authorize.net and learn how your small business can score big this Super Bowl weekend.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Now 53 after the hour on the DJV program with an overview of what's going on. Excuse me. Must have been something that I didn't eat. Okay, let's start that over again. 53 past the hour, take two. 53 after the hour. Time for Victoria Keelan to take my lead and go from number five to number one in the technology.
I love following your lead in
you
technology.
You do, I know you do. It's lots of fun. Okay, yep. So the Department of Justice is in number five position because of what they have accused China of doing, or one of their companies. Wow, what a shocker this is, Victoria. Who would have thunk it?
Yeah. I know. So the DOJ has indicted Hytera, which is a China-based telecommunications company, for conspiring to steal trade secrets from Motorola. The Justice Department accused Hytera, which produces radio transceivers, radio systems, things like that. The accusation is that they hired Motorola employees to steal information related to Motorola's digital mobile radio technology from 2007 to 2020. That's a lot of years of stealing secrets. The indictment contained 21 counts in total, with individuals also receiving counts of possession, attempted possession of stolen trade secrets. The names have been redacted, but we know at least that there were multiple employees that Hytera hired. So we'll see if they are able to make the charges stick. It feels like they will. And so Hytera faces potential fine of three times the value of the stolen trade secret. Obviously, they probably have opened themselves up to a major lawsuit from Motorola as well.
Good for them. Number four, as we count down to number one, the TikTok wave of excitement in terms of the news.
Yeah, this was a surprising story this week, even to TikTok. TikTok employees have done a bunch of, you know, press conferences this week and saying that one of the most surprising things that they found on the platform is how many Gen Zers actually go to TikTok for mainstream news. And you would not think that, but they found that hard news is working a lot better on the platform than they ever would have imagined. And so CBS News, which is, you know, I always tease CBS as being like, you know, yeah, but CBS News has, along with E! News and the Food Network, they all have 2 million followers. And so that's the number one news network on TikTok is CBS News. They're followed by the Washington Post, ABC News, USA Today, TMZ, and Sports Illustrated. They all have 1 million. ESPN has 22 million followers on TikTok.
Wow.
So a lot of sports stuff, a lot of sports videos are still really popular. But again, more and more Gen Zers are going to TikTok for real news.
I wonder, just out of curiosity, how many of those sites are controlled by the Disney empire? As I listen to you.
Well, CBS News isn't. We know ABC News.
No, that CBS isn't, but ESPN is. And
right. ESPN and ABC News are, you know, under the Disney umbrella. Yeah.
Number three, iPhones. Woohoo, I got a new one.
Well, did you? Doug's new iPhone still has a home button, so that's why I question if he actually has a new iPhone. But iPhone is set to transform, or Apple is set to transform iPhones into contactless credit card readers and payment processors later this year. It's called Tap to Pay. We're all aware of, you know, Tap to Pay when you, you know, go into a store, you hold your iPhone up against the credit card reader, and that's the Tap to Pay. But now they're expanding so that Apple and iPhone users, if they're a vendor, they can receive payments through their iPhone without any additional equipment. And so Apple's also going to support Google Pay, Samsung Pay, and other contactless payment methods on Android devices as well. So this is not just going to be exclusive to Apple. So it's powered by near field communications, which is NFC. It's used, as we know, contactless credit card payments throughout the pandemic soared. People didn't want to carry cash because they thought it was, you know, unsanitary. And so, it's been a big moment for iPhone.
All right. Number two this week, a focus on Google and their authentication process. I guess that's what this is, right?
Yeah. So Google found a new study, which they've been conducting for multiple years now, and the results are out. Google's two-factor authentication, two-step authentication is what Google calls it. Do it. Whenever you're prompted, do it, because it cut the risk of being hacked in half. So it is important, and it works. That's the bottom line.
I got trapped in it myself this week. Seems like kind of a pain. All right. Number one story is a focus on a merger.
Yeah, the big merger. So the merger of Discovery and Warner Media got one step closer to coming to fruition this week. The deal was cleared by U.S. government agencies. The SEC has cleared it. Now the next step, it goes to shareholders for a vote, which is expected to pass. So we will have another gigantic merger. Yeah.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.